It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
For Cubs fans, you want to be playing games in September that matter. You want to be heading into the next season with your arrow pointing up.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV Plus.
Actions speak louder than words. Specifically, Jerry Reinsdorf saying, you know what? I don't know any of y'all. And I'm not going to even go through the process. I'm going to pick the guy right now that I want to be the general manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network.
What's up, Russ?
Russell Dorsey with Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on 670 The Score. The Score.
Our segment with Russ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Russell Dorsey is amazing as a baseball Bigfoot for Yahoo. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Hey, Russ.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
We're great.
I have a question, Russ. Did you get a good answer on your survey that you took on Instagram yesterday?
I've gotten a lot of response from people.
What was the survey? I missed it.
All right, Lawrence. So late last night, I'm at the hotel and I'm thinking, I'm like, you know what, Russell Robert Dorsey? You've had a solid year, my friend, and you've been very blessed. And just reflecting on everything. And I then thought, oh, I'm turning 30 in December. And I'm one of those people where my birthday isn't like a huge deal, but 30 seems like a thing. So I'm like, what could I do? And so, as you know, Lawrence, I like to have my nice travels after the season, right? After dudes sign in free agency and get traded, winter meetings, all that, I like to go away. This year, I'm thinking I do something big for my 30th birthday, like add a week to 10 days to my normal travel and try to hit 3, 4, 5 countries or so.
I like it.
I also had another idea on the fly.
Well, is this you're going back to Europe or are you thinking about going to Africa? Like,
this is Europe. I did take a survey. I was asking for countries. And so I had two that I was probably going to hit anyway, which was Portugal and Spain that we had talked about. I talked about you a couple months ago. But then I'm like, all right, well, I could go right up the coast of the Western European countries and just hit a lot more. So I was trying to ask what people thought, what place would be good. And I've gotten a really good response.
Well, you know what? I have a good friend. My friend Alicia is basically going to move to Portugal. So she's been there multiple times. So if you want to, you know, she's got a notebook on Portugal if you want.
I am always down for recommendations from people who know better than me.
Yep. Well, that's, Russ, I kind of love this. I think that's a great way to celebrate your birthday. Like I'm big on telling people to stop and look around. I probably need to follow my own advice more and do that. But I love that's the way that you're looking at your 30th birthday as an opportunity for exploration.
I love seeing different parts of the world. And it was something that on this January, I went to Amsterdam and Paris. It was just like, man, I waited my whole life and didn't get to do this. And now I'm going to do it all the time. And so like, I love history. I've always loved history, like even in school. And so like to be able to go different places, to have been here for thousands of years and eat different food and hear different language and different dialects of different languages, I think is awesome. So yeah, I'm thinking 4 or 5 days, 3, 4, 5 days in each city and jump around a little bit, take train places and have a good time.
I'm also going to throw this out there because I know you're a man who loves suns out, guns out. How do you feel about like maybe you also do something like circus swim, like stadium swim?
That's not a bad idea.
Stadium swim, Russ Dorsey Fest in the desert.
Vegas isn't like my bag. You know what I mean? Like Vegas is either you love Vegas or you don't. And I'm kind of leaning don't. And I know everybody who goes out there, and shout out to Circa. I know that's a friend of the station, so I don't want to mess anything up for y'all.
No, that's actually why I thought of it. Well,
we're going next week, and the thing is, Russ, is that and I'm not as much of a Vegas guy as I used to be because I'm an old man at this point. But I will say, Stadium Swim might be your bag, Russ.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what y'all putting down, and here's my thing. Like, I think there's a misconception about Russ Dorsey out in the ethos, and I just want to say, Russ is like, if you catch me outside, and both of you guys have seen me outside, I'm chilling. Like, I'm not, like, on the prowl or anything like that. Like, I'm sitting back and enjoying my time with my friends.
I understand that.
We do in the cabana at Stadium Swim.
Yeah, we know some people, so we could make that, if you ever decided at some point, and maybe it's a weekend, maybe it's not part of Russ Fest 2025. But if there's a weekend where you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go see a Raiders game, we got some peeps out there, and just it's something to keep on your list of things to do.
My boy Tashawn Reed, who covers the Raiders for the Athletic,
he's been on the show
trying to get me. He's been trying to get me out there, and I'm like, you know, we'll figure something out. So maybe that's the move.
That and around your birthday is actually an excellent time to be in Las Vegas. Any of the desert places, it's a good time to do it. Well, good for you, Russ, man. I'm glad that you're living. I take a lot of inspiration by the way that you live life. It's very inspiring, and that's good.
I appreciate that. Also, I don't want to talk about misconceptions. This is not like Russ saying, I have these bags of money behind me, and I'm just going to throw them at these different countries to help their GDP. No. This is Russ saying, I have a million Marriott points and I should use them.
Okay. I think you should. I think you should totally use them and you should go and enjoy yourself. But you do also have bags of money.
I also like the concept of helping the GDP.
Helping a country's GDP.
That's one of the best sentences I've heard in a while.
It's good. So Russ, when it comes to the Cubs, I found this to be a disappointing series. I know there's one more game left and we'll have it for you on the score tonight. But they kind of climbed back into the wild card race. And yeah, they're only five games out, but there are six teams they'd have to jump over to get that last spot. If you're the Cubs, how do you think they look at their situation?
I think the Cubs look at where they are and say, we did not play our best baseball for the majority of the first half, even though, you know, the first part of the first half, they were playing well and pitching well, but they've underperformed, right? I think they've even talked about that. Jed's talked about it. Craig Council's talked about it. I think you look at it now and say, well, what can we do with this next 6 weeks? Yeah, you can say that there are six teams in front of us, and the Padres and the D-backs have the first two wildcard spots, have been the hottest teams in baseball. You know, Atlanta is a team that they could be had. Like, there's a real chance the Atlanta Braves don't make it to the postseason just because they just don't look like that team that we've seen years past. But like, why not? I don't think the San Francisco Giants are good, and here they are approaching that third wild card spot as well. So I think the benefit for the Cubs in a porous National League this year is that, yes, it is going to be a challenge, but I don't think it's impossible. If you're a Cubs fan out there listening to your car looking for glass half full, like, there is a realistic possibility that the Cubs go on a run, teams in front of them play poorly, and they have an opportunity that last week of the season. Because I think there's going to be two to three teams that have a legitimate chance to make the postseason in the National League that last week of the season.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, and I think that's what Major League Baseball wanted. Not only when they increased the playoffs overall to increase the popularity and talk about the TV revenue and playoff shares for teams and all those things, but also to have that element of urgency. I just worry because once you get there, if you're the third wild card, There's no guarantee that you're going to have this beautiful path like the Diamondbacks did to success.
I agree. I also, I'm always been a believer in parity's kind of overrated, right? Like, I think the leagues like parity, and even taken outside of baseball, I think leagues like parity a lot more than the even teams that are playing. Because it's like, yeah, I think you could look at the Arizona Diamondbacks and say, ooh, that could be us. But at the same time, normally, if things go like they're supposed to, that team usually gets bounced and bounced quickly. Like, that team doesn't go on some historic run to face a juggernaut in the World Series, right? Like, I think we could play that scenario out 100 times, and we would have seen the one scenario where that team moves on.
Yeah, I mean, the Nationals, too. I know people would point to that a few years ago.
The 06 Cards, like, teams like that. But, like, look who we have to go to, like, all these exceptions to the rule.
Russ, the Astros were like, oh yeah, we're the Astros. And now they're in first place in the AL West after, remember, this is still in the same season where they sent Jose Abreu to the minor leagues. This is his ass home. This Astros team has really turned it around. How?
Well, a combination of things. When you make it to seven straight ALCSs, that says you've built things to run on autopilot. And when you're running on autopilot, even if there's some things that don't go your way, you have your best player in Kyle Tucker get hurt, who hasn't played in 2 months, by the way, with a bone bruise, and then when they've gone on this run. And then you have Yordan Alvarez, who, when he's on, is one of the best hitters in the game, and he's starting to hit the ball out of the ballpark at a crazy rate like he tends to do. He's knocking out scoreboards at the Trop down there in Tampa. They're starting to get healthy. You know, they make the trade for Yusei Kikuchi, and he started to look, you know, like he did early in the first half. And, you know, when you've been there before, there's always that belief of, ah, we got it. We'll be fine. And they do. The other part of the equation to me is you have a team in the Seattle Mariners that continue to be in the situation where they have a good first half, where they're right there, and then they get chased down. And it's almost like they sense the boogeyman. It's like, oh, shoot, here they come. It's happening again. And it's happened again.
Yeah, that's how I feel. What's funny about it, though, is think about, we know the Rangers made a lot of moves last season. All that the Mariners have done to try to compete recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still seeing that result.
Yeah, I think when you, like, everything to me comes down to what does the Mariners offense look like this last six, seven weeks of the season?
Yep.
Because I think we like to put all the pressure on Julio Rodriguez because he's the guy that got the big time extension, superstar talent. He's hurt, though, right? Like, he's going to DH the rest of the way for them, it sounds like. And unfortunately, while we should put pressure on the best players in the game, because, hey, we expect them to be good, it can't just be J-Rod. Like, Randy Arozarena, who they traded for, has been fantastic. But if it's just Randy Arozarena and friends, the Mariners are not going to the postseason. If it's just Julio Rodriguez, the Mariners aren't going to the postseason. Like, they need an offense as a whole that's going to be able to sustain to get them where they want to go.
I had a very interesting night at White Sox on Friday, and Russ was one of the people that I texted about it because, you know, he covers baseball for Yahoo.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? It's why
I just thought he covered this.
Sources confirm.
The sources have confirmed that is the case. And I brought something up, and Russ sent back a really interesting retort in our text chain, and it was about the hires that Chris Getz has made. And if the White Sox have been trying to spin the narrative of, look, this is Chris Getz's team, there is some evidence to back that up. And it's inside of the front office. Russ, we know that things are as bad as they've ever been for the White Sox because they're probably the worst team that's ever played baseball. But if a White Sox fan was looking for some hope, is there any inside of that front office that Chris Getz has put together?
I think when you look at the initial hires that Chris Getz made once he became the general manager of the Chicago White Sox, I think that would be the thing that I would look at as a White Sox fan, right? Like, you look at Josh Barfield, who came from Arizona and look like who we're talking about as being one of the hottest teams in the second half once again.
Yep.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, right? I think that's something that you have to, you know, that's a brain that you have to pick. And to have that in your corner, if you're Chris Getz, you're feeling really good. Because one, the Arizona Diamondbacks aren't this team that's going to go out and, you know, wow you in the marketplace, right? The White Sox aren't a team that's going to wow you in the marketplace, right? Their largest contract, free agent contract, is Andrew Benintendi. So you have to be creative, something that the D-backs have been able to do. I think that's something that would give a Sox fan hope, right? You look at the move to add Brian Bannister to the mix and what he's been able to do in terms of developing starting pitching. I think that's something that White Sox fans should be really excited about, because look around Major League Baseball, right? Look at all the young, talented starters around the big leagues, and that has to be your base, right? Like, you could be a team that hits all the home runs in the world, but if you can't pitch, you're going to lose a lot of 7-6 ball games. So if I'm talking to Sox fan X out there, or my dad, whichever one you want to pick,
Ricky,
that's what I would tell them, even though, hey, this is going to take a while. This is why you can at least have some glimmer of hope if you're looking for it, which you probably are.
Yeah, Russ, the only thing that makes me worry, though, is how many times they have to trade their first pick, like their first round picks. They just, it's a sad state of affairs, and can explain a lot about the team when you look at it, even by that metric alone.
You can't miss on a decade's worth of first round picks.
Thank you.
You can't. Like, you're asking for...
It puts you 2 decades behind if you miss on a decade worth of picks.
Yes, it's not just the 10 years. It's now 2 decades where you're trying to redo what you just messed up. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Or they just go to other teams. Or you look at the stats and everybody knows you can do a where are they now, and it kind of indicates what we're seeing. Russ, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to hearing about what you pick for your birthday.
Thank you, friends. I appreciate it. And I will let you guys know when final selections are made. We're still in the who made the final cut of the final round. And then we're going to start doing we're going to find out who gets the rose.
I like it.
It's kind of like the car. I love these games.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, people will be invested in where Russ decides to go. Russ,
if you want to add, you can go to my Instagram and give me your selections, folks.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
It's it should be just Russ Dorsey.
There
Russ
you go.
_ Dorsey. There you go.
Yay.
Bye, Russ.
Bye, guys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.